for calling Brainstorm Corporation. If you know the extension number, you may press it any time during this recording. For customer service, please press 0.
Hello?
Alright.
Cool.
So I have to get everything connected. Yeah.
We have no...
Thank you for calling Brainstorm. My name is Gordon. Can I help you?
Hi, is Kevin there?
Yes, he is. Hold on, please. I'll transfer you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin. This is Olivia from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Bank of what?
Cardiff.
Uh-huh.
I know you're busy, so I don't take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer that we mailed out to the business about two and a half weeks ago, based on some financing that you guys did with First Community. So I just wanted to circle back with you, see if you got it, and see if you have any upcoming projects in the pipeline where you might need some financing, either equipment or capital. We do both.
Oh, we didn't even do any business with First Community.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe they even put what do you call those, First trustee on us.
Really?
Yes. We just been talking like this on the phone, and they came in and did some analysis, and that thing happened.
Oh, wow. I wonder how that happened.
Yeah.
Wow, so did everything get taken care of, or?
So we tried to purchase the property, we found out, so... We don't want any similar companies to even knock on the door anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're definitely not similar to them, but we saw that you'd work with them, or it looked like you'd work with them from the file that I'm looking at, so I just wanted to reach out and see. But, I definitely understand, why you would be hesitant after something like that happens. But if you do ever have a need for equipment or working capital, we have a lot of different programs, and we definitely wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, so now, like,
15%. I'm sorry?
Not like 14-15% interest rate. That's the way they give us, and we're like, okay, no. Then 2 years later, we found out they put a first trustee on us, a UCC-1 filing on us.
So we have a lot of different rates here. I mean, depending on what you need, if it's equipment or capital. If it's equipment, we start in the mid-single digits, but working capital is a lot newer, so we base that more of on sales, and we're able to free about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So if you ever did have a need, we definitely have a lot of different programs. And then, were you able to pay them off at all, or you were done with that? I'm sorry, I'm having some trouble hearing you. Oh,
okay. Sorry. We didn't even start anything with them.
They
filed UCC-1 on us. We didn't even sign anything.
Okay, you didn't even start it with them. Got it. So
we just signed a non-disclosure agreement, and I forgot what else we did. But by the time they came back with the rate, we told them no.
Okay.
And that was it. But we found out they filed UCC-1.
Oh, that's pretty weird. I didn't know that they could do that without even going through with anything. But do you think that there's any time of the year that you would be interested in anything? I mean, I could send you over some information for us.
No, we don't need any fundings. We
don't need anything.
We have private loans, and we have customer financing program. They just basically can pay us early.
Oh, awesome. So what bank do you normally use for your financing with your loans?
We use Wells Fargo right now for our own banking, but for loan-wise, it's all financed to our customers.
Oh, all financed to your customers. Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's a really great way to do it, huh?
Yeah, and then it's only 1%, 1% of actual invoice cost.
Oh, wow. Tough to beat that, right?
Yeah, so, times 12, if they pay 30 days, that's only 12%.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how are sales this year? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
So, just in case you ever did need some information or rethought it, if something did change, would you have an email address I could maybe follow up with you on?
No, I don't like these.
That's
like,
okay.
Yeah, because I have bad really bad experience.
Yeah, no, I
see one that was just, and then the company, I couldn't even find them afterward.
Oh, really? Oh, well, we actually are like a real legitimate bank. I'm not sure what First Community, I'm not too familiar with them, but no, we're actually legitimate.
Yeah, it took me like, had to send legal letter to threaten them to remove it. Yeah, then they finally remove it.
Oh, wow, yeah. That sounds like quite a hassle.
I couldn't get anybody to remove my UCC1, and that held my property purchase for almost 2 months.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I definitely know why you wouldn't be interested then.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, sorry, I'm just venting because I had a really bad experience, that's all.
Yeah, no, I understand that. So, basically, based on that past experience, you're kind of hesitant to kind of lean on a different company for financing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Your type of company, I'm not interested in any of them at all.
Okay, because, I mean...
Yeah, it's just that bad experience. And then the UCC one is just, I mean, that is horrible. Yeah. And I can't even remove it. I had to send legal letter to the bank, that the bank who filed UCC1 to have them remove it for me.
Okay.
The First Community didn't give a damn about, like, they can't get hold of anybody.
Yeah.
They can't even find a record. That's the thing. They can't even find a record.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it definitely sounds like quite a hassle. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
All right. Well, it's been good talking to you. Hope you have a good weekend. And
problem. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.